Hi, my name is Joseph Russi. I'm Nadia Lascano's art teacher. Carver, we try to set it up so that the instruction revolves around the process by which students develop and move between ideas, whatever their work happens to be about. So we ask the kids, we give the kids some very broad parameters and ask them to show us maquettes, show us visual examples of what their inspiration is for that piece, and then they go complete the piece based on, you know, group feedback, group critique from the class and from the instructor. This particular assignment was about finding an alternate format or alternate shape, and was not necessarily had to be didn't necessarily have to be sculptural. In our AP Studio class, all of the assignments are open medium. None of them have a specific medium associated with the idea for the assignment. For Nadia's work, which is largely figurative, she ended up creating a different shape for the plinth that the pieces are working on, but then also having them be on the top and bottom of the plinth also kind of broke through the typical sculptural formatting of the ground being the ground. This sort of process or format to the class is typical of the second half of junior year and senior year. Before that, in freshman, sophomore, most of junior year, the students are focused on skill building assignments, whether we're talking about rendering or composition or things like that. That gives them the skill sets and background understanding to create whatever it is they want to create. So when we open it up and we change the format to be about their concepts and their ideas and how they're developing them, the kids are in a much better spot to go in a variety of different directions. When you apply a student like Nadia with exceptional work ethic and talent in terms of her skill sets, then you're going to get consistently very high-level work that's always very, very rewarding.